I'm not under the United States. I never will be, so I don't worry about that. Right. I don't know, because I don't know what you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. I haven't. Some of this I still haven't studied very good. But on the World Services, where I got my passport, this is done in foreign language, so I never read this side. This side here don't say too much to me, but it says it has their address, their phone number, and their zip code, and their email, and their, well, it has all that. And here's, okay, here's a place in Japan that they also have their other offices and so forth. But on this second page, this is the foreign language again, but on the second page, it tells you that because, I better put my glasses on. It says UDHR, Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It's Article 17, and it tells in there about the Declaration of Human Rights, and that's done in the Hague Act and so forth, that it just tells in Declaration of Human Rights, if you have property, my car, and they cannot hook my property because it's my property, and there's nothing they can do to take my property, and if they take my property, I have to go ahead and write them just a quick letter and get the name of the people who hook my car so the embassy can come down on them, because they will do that fast. And this just tells about them and what power that they have to go against people that has harmed you and so forth. Can you do it against the IRS? Yeah, you can, but in your particular case, you just hang around a little bit more and your eyes you'll wake up, because you'll learn something that you don't know yet, okay? And I just learned that today, so it's good. This is a declaration from the World Court. This is what they have to sign, and here's the laws where they have to sign it. So whenever they sign it, before you tell them their name, they have to fill this out. And as they fill this out, be sure you get their supervisor's name, because they need to have a phone call to them. And the World Court, personally, they'll call them. And on page 3 is all the laws, in case you didn't see the laws on the first page. And here it says Declaration of Human Rights. And there's a lot of declarations, and I ran out of yellow, so I just had to do some more. And this tells that they can't touch your property, they can't do nothing with you. Whenever all the countries got together at the Hague Act and so forth, and they made the World Court, they said, we have the Declaration of Human Rights, and this is how we have to live by, and this is what we have to do. And if you didn't read it on that page, they have page 2. So you find it on that page, and it's just good reading to you. And he'll bring that up with the people that's bothering you. To who it may concern, you also get this from him. And there's David's name where he signed it. And there's his phone number in case you're in the right time of day that you can call him, and he'll answer it as a consular. And he'll tell them that they have absolutely no jurisdiction over you, and they better not touch you because it's so much an hour and that kind of stuff. But here again, it says you have private property, yourself, all your belongings, your house, and everything that you own, and they can't take it away from you, because you are in the Republic, and it's not in their jurisdiction. As we go through, this is a letter. Most of you know or has heard of Senator Stump. Have you heard of Senator Stump? I didn't know if you know him. Okay. Senator Stump says there's two types of citizens. There's a first-class citizen. That's what I am. There's a second-class citizen. That's what he is. The first-class citizen doesn't have to pay to do privileges. He goes ahead and drives his car. He don't have to buy license plates. He don't have to pay license plates. He don't have to pay to go fishing. He can just go fishing. And then, you know, there's no limit on fishing. I used to go corking before I was a diplomat. And when you go corking, you don't want to get arrested, so you put a cork on the hook and you throw the hook in the water. And then you can bring it in. It's not fun going corking because you never catch nothing but that damn cork. But whenever you're a diplomat, you go fishing any place, anytime you want. And now you can catch, instead of catching 3 fish, you can catch 12. Don't make no difference, because you're not under their jurisdiction. This is your land. You're the boss of the land, and you do with it what you want. But in this letter that I have from Senator Stump, it says here that I sent a letter to all my police officers, everybody in Arizona, and I explained to all my police officers, there's weird people running around without driver's license. But if they did their paperwork, they're absolutely legal. But he says, this is my hobby. And with my hobby, I like to know these people, because as a hobby, I want to know how it works. So do not arrest these people because they're running legally. I turned that in to Sue Delta Papa a couple years ago when she was in charge, and it took her almost 3 months to get back to me, 2.5 months. It took a long time to read my document. It was 350 pages long. I said, I was strong then. I'm not going to use your license. I'm going to drive on my own. And she didn't like that. So in her letter that she sent me back, she says, I believe everything you say. And I showed her all the laws and everything because I have a lot of laws on books on driving. She says, the only thing that I disagree with, the letter from Senator Stump that I was real strong on, she says, anybody can make that on a computer, and I think you made it on your computer. Well, Lance, we knew people that worked for Senator Stump. Not a bad thing. So Lance, they called him up. They called Senator Stump up, and they said, we want a certified copy on your letterhead. He's a docketer. And on the letterhead, this is on the back of that letter. It says, everything I wrote on that letter is true and complete and correct, and you have to believe it because it's authentic. And we got several certified copies, and I put it in all my documentation and so forth. But it is made out to Lance, I'm sorry.
And it was originally notarized in Arizona by him, and then a Nevada notary notarized the original notarized copy that's in my possession. And so we have original notarized copies in Nevada with an original seal stating that notary saw that original document and swore to that. Mm-hmm. So they can't say that it's not legitimate anymore. Because anybody could make it on their computer.
Yeah. Now, Senator Stump knows Mr. Roberts, and they talk to each other because that being his hobby, and Mr. Roberts is probably the best sovereign in the country that knows what he's doing. I mean, he don't step out of their jurisdiction. I do have this little thing here. It says traffic stop notice. It's not a bad thing for me because here's all the laws and everything that talk about it, but I don't get involved in the laws because I don't believe them. They're not bonded. So on their laws, it just says at $75,000 an hour, if you're detaining a diplomat. That's not bad because I like to talk to them a long time. Because if you talk to them a long time, it's $1.8 million a day. So you want to just talk to them. I was going across, I travel every weekend. I go someplace. I mean, I put 700-800 miles every weekend, my wife and I. We just drive. Last week, we went to Arizona. And you know there's a dam in Arizona. And I was pulling my travel trailer. And you know, when you pull a travel trailer, you got to kind of stop to the right-hand side so they can look through your travel trailer. I stopped. And that's all right. I'm not afraid of them guys. So whenever I stopped, about five sheriffs, one of them wasn't a sheriff. He was a Hickenbuck, or what do they call him? He's almost a sheriff. Yeah. He's almost a sheriff. Anyhow, they all come running around me, and what the heck's that kind of plate there? And they're not detaining me, but they have to look in my trailer in case I had a bomb in there. So I open up my trailer and look, and on the way back, I says, those are sovereign plates. You know what that is, don't it? No, I don't. Well, I'm a sovereign inheriting power, and you know, you don't have any right to detain me. Oh, Mr. Fullerton, we're not detaining you. We just want to ask you some questions because they're interested. Well, most of the sheriffs left at that time, went over and played with my dog. But the Hickenbuck guy, because they can't become sovereigns, they're sheriffs. But the Hickenbuck guy, he says, Harry, I pay $450 a year for my license plate for my truck and $420 for my car. He says, if I was a sovereign, would I have to do that? I say, absolutely not. You wouldn't have to pay it. He says, I want all your information. And what he did is, I didn't give him my website, but he gave me his website, and I mailed him all the information. And that's the last I heard of him. But he liked that. This is a letter, declaration by affidavit, that I put in the court, and there's only three lines on it. And that's what she read in court. And from that, I keep asking Mr. Roberts, can't I say anything else? He says, no, you only say that, and that's it. Do not say anything else. And if you don't want